Deluges Her, Les Oz by the Unicorns, and then before that, Sweet Sistine by Daisy and the Scouts, and then before that, You Should Not Be Doing That by Amyl and the Sniffers. Reminder, it is Pledge-O-Rama, so if you're looking to donate to reach our $34,000 goal, you can call our pledge phone number at 204-474-6610. That's 204-474-6610. Or you can donate at umfm.com/donate or in person. And yeah, we're hitting the end of my show. But maybe, you know what, maybe this will be my incentive. If you want to donate really anything and you put it under my show, let me know what song you want me to play. And I'll play you a little song. And then leave your name. And, well, I mean, your name will be on it, but I'll shout you out and I'll play some of your guys' music because I want to know what my listeners like. I mean, obviously you like the music I'm playing if you're listening to it, but if you just have some recommendations. But yeah, love you guys, and support Pledge, support the listener supported radio shows and radio station, because it's so important to the community and we need diverse broadcasting because it's super cool and we just need it. So, yeah, hope everyone has a lovely rest of your week. This has been In Between and Out Of, and I'm Avery. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Independent media still matters, and UMFM is proof of that. No corporate ownership, no commercial pressure, just space for different voices, different ideas, and programming that actually reflects this community. That independence only works if listeners support it. Right now, during Pledge-O-Rama, we're raising $34,000 by May 1st to keep UMFM strong and on the air. Every dollar goes directly back into the station, keeping it running, growing, and accessible. So if you believe media should be shaped by people, not systems, this is where you show it. Call 204-474-6610 or visit umfm.com/donate to make your pledge today. There's some great incentives waiting, but what you're really funding is independent radio. Help us hit $34,000 by May 1st. Friends, let's make this happen together.
Hello, this is Madeline Roger, and you are listening to 101.5 UMFM.
Warning, the following may contain naughty words or ideas. If that makes you nervous, check back with us later.
Welcome to a brand new Pledge-O-Rama special episode of Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Beautiful week, beautiful time to do Pledge-O-Rama. I'm feeling optimistic. We are already just about 25% of the way into our capital, whatever you want to call it, financial goals. Our big goal is $34,000 by the end of the week, 8 p.m. on Friday. Right now, we're sitting at, let's see, $13,849.20. So we're going to boost those numbers up. We're going to convince you, hopefully. I said we. There's two of us in the booth today, usually one. Now my secret co-host has joined us. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Devine.
Hello, Devine. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm feeling a bit chaotic and the wind is bad, but I'm fine.
It's okay. We're going to have a lot of fun, I think. Devine is very important to this show because we listen to lots of music together and we're very, very close. And so, yeah, we kind of just influence each other. Her taste influences mine.
Sometimes. Not that often. Not as much as I think my taste influences yours, but definitely sometimes.
Occasionally. I remember when we first met, we listened to a lot of sludge metal and slowcore. Do you remember that?
I think so.
And so now I listen to a lot of sludge metal.
I influenced you.
Yes. Do you want to tell us about yourself, or do you want to just get into things?
I'll tell a little bit about myself. I'm Devine Oren. I'm also a artist, I guess. I make music under the moniker Big Light, which is like weird experimental folk nonsense. I also do a lot of knitting. You may have seen on Corbin's Instagram story, possibly, that there is a part of the incentive if you donate $101.50 to and put in the thing that you're donating it to Post Everything, that you could be entered into a draw for a custom toque made by me, completely custom to whatever you want. I got off track. I listen to a lot of sludge and doom metal, a lot of like punk music. I'm also very much into like Irish traditional folk music, like Seanad music, like Seán Seosamh Ó-Shaoimhne and Padraig Ní Uachtaráin and La Sirena. I live in Winnipeg. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say.
It's kind of important that you live in Winnipeg, I think, for the show, because we're pushing so hard for local content here, and I think a lot of the content, if you want to call us content creators, I don't like it either. Hosts, broadcasters, whatever you want to call it, you know, music listeners of all stripes here at the station live right here in Winnipeg, which I think is a big deal in this age of AI and algorithmic music hunting, media searches, all this stuff just getting pushed at you. It's nice to have local voices, people close to you, similar to you, who curate their own tastes and maybe even curate yours. I think that's awesome and worth supporting. That's one of the many things I love about UMFM. I also love doing silly stuff sometimes like this. Today, me and Devine are, aside from some requests from some donors to this show, we're going band for band, as in we're trading off on different requests and songs, taking turns sharing music. But before that, here's a recommendation from right now my only donor. Hopefully not my only one, but right now the only one, Cooper Beaudet, who does an awesome show on Wednesdays, I believe, called The Album Authority. He is the album authority, playing not full albums, but selections from full albums. He's an awesome host. He researches, he cracks jokes, he has awesome bits. He's a really fun guy, and he donated to my show, so he gets a request. Do you want to get a
Cooper?
Yes, thank you, Cooper. Do you want to get a request in? Call 204-474-6610 or go online, umfm.com/donate. Couldn't be easier than that. Our lines are all open right now. We have our staff ready and waiting to accept your pledges. For now, Cooper requested the silliest Oasis song, Bonehead's Bank Holiday.
Stayed in England on my polluted beach with all just depends what kind of car you are.
What a wacky tune. That was Bonehead's Bank Holiday by Oasis, as recommended by Cooper Baudette. My first and only pledgy to post everything this year. Thank you so much, Cooper, and thank you for requesting that song. It's so ridiculous in a way that I really enjoy, and a lot of Oasis songs aren't. I think a lot of Oasis songs are so incredibly serious, self-serious, which is worse than normal serious, I think. That one you have to dig to find. That's on like the deluxe vinyl edition, deluxe remastered edition of What's the Story, Morning Glory. And fun fact, do you know why it's called Bonehead's Bank Holiday, Devine?
No.
Because Bonehead, the guitarist, was supposed to sing it, and he got so wasted that he couldn't sing it. And that's why he's in the background cussing and messing up the lyrics and stuff.
Nice. Solid.
Yeah, as one does.
Yeah.
You may have heard, but you're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. I'm with my lovely guest, Davino Rin. Hello, Davino.
Hello.
And we're going band for band, unless there's requests pouring in, which there are not right now. If you want to make a request, make a pledge, a donation for our Pledgerama Week, call 204-474-6610. And of course, we're always on the internet, umfm.com/donate. We've got lots to support here at the station, lots of cool capital projects coming up. I think...
Sorry,
I was a little distracted.
Sorry.
the hand drumming. Lots of capital projects coming up, including something that's really been on my mind is that UMFM is opening its own news sort of sector.
What?
Yeah, this is news to you.
Yes.
It's very cool. They're actually like hiring...
News about the news.
I suppose so. Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
Sure.
We're hiring a... somebody who can like work full time to collect said news and report on it, because we get all our news content from other sources. Of course, a big venture like this, opening a whole department, takes some capital gains. So that's what a portion of what you're giving right now, or maybe planning to give, maybe thinking about giving, goes towards, among other things. There's so many things that are so expensive at this station. Imagine your daily bills times 10 probably, and that's a radio station has like household bills but like inflated. So call 204-474-6610, umfm.com/donate. Back to bands for bands, or whatever I called it.
Band for band.
Yes. Davine is going to show her first band. It's all a surprise to me, so this could be anything right now.
The first song that I will pick is one that you've heard many times, Corbin.
Okay.
And that you've actually played on your show a long time ago.
Really?
San Francisco by I Hate Sex, which is a screamo band from Alberta. They are broken up now, but they were really, really good, and they have... I think one album called Circle Thinking, which this song is off of, and then another one called Grief is in the something Grief. If you look up I Hate Sex on YouTube, you'll find it.
Okay, I can't find it on Tidal right now. This is really embarrassing. Yeah, this is awful.
Look
so
somewhere else. Look somewhere
well,
else.
Well, I will later. What do you have? Do you have a second song?
Oh man.
It's okay.
That's not
This is how radio goes. This is Devine's first time on the radio, by the way.
I'm having fun.
That's good.
Sister by Kate Nash.
That's a good one. Tell us a bit about this song.
This song is... I really like this song. This song... I don't actually remember how I learned about Kate Nash. I think a lot... I have this album on CD called Girl Talk, I'm pretty sure is what it's called. I could be wrong. But she did some songs with this band called Fiddler from the States. She's from England, I'm pretty sure. And... like, she does a song, there's, like, a whole, like, compilation of Fiddler B-sides on YouTube, and she did Somebody Kill Me with Fiddler, and I really, really like Fiddler. Corbin doesn't like Fiddler as much as I do, but it's okay, I guess. Yeah, and then I was like, oh, this woman sounds interesting. I wonder if she has more material or if she was just, like, a friend of Fiddler's, and then I... learn more about her, and I like a lot of her work, and this is like the only Kate Nash song that I know like in my bones, and there's a bunch of other ones that I know less in my bones, and I really like it.
We love a personal history with a song here at UMFM, and a good story as well. This is Sister by Kate Nash.
There was this cool girl. She was about your age. She kind of had your smile. She kind of had your face. There was this cool girl. She was about your age.
super Anglophile so far on this episode of Post Everything Special Pledgerama Special, two specials on that one. Going band for band with Devine O'Rin. That was her choice, Kate Nash's sister. Fun fact, Devine, how much do you know about this album, Girl Talk?
Not that much.
Okay. I was reading about it, as I, you know I do, you know, yes. I can't just listen to the music, I have to read about it too. Yeah. Before this, Kate Nash made really, like, super-duper poppy, like, synth-pop kind of stuff.
Oh, really?
Very cheery. Yeah, very bubbly kind of pop music, but her heart really wasn't in it.
Yeah.
And she started making more, like, indie rockish kind of punk stuff.
Yeah.
And gave this album to her label, and they rejected it.
Mm.
And so she withdrew from her contract and crowdfunded this album.
Hell yeah.
So go listen to Kate Nash's Girl Talk. It's pretty fantastic. Big win for, like, democratic music, I guess. The democracy of music,
yes.
Which is what UMFM is all about. very democratic here in the way that, like, you don't have to go into music alone, I suppose. You don't go into art alone. UMFM, throughout its entire history, starting in 1998, what's that, 28 years, has always put its full weight behind artists, whether that's funding, whether that's providing space to practice or record, make their demos, make their albums, or promoting shows, or putting on shows. Mostly the promotional part, but there's been quite a few shows that we also put on. So I'd like to think that if you're financially supporting or supporting UMFM in any way, that you're supporting the Winnipeg arts community as well, which always needs a little extra support. Here in the Prairie Provinces, I suppose, in the West, artists don't quite get the support that they might get out East. We're very isolated here, so our arts community is very isolated, and not so much effort is put into broadcasting our fantastic arts, fantastic music, writing, whatever they make, community. And so I think it's a great thing that UMFM puts its full, all of its powers behind the people who deserve it, the people who make the art, with whatever they can. And so if you feel like supporting that, in our endeavors, supporting the arts, supporting us, supporting artists, of course it is Pledgerama week. So call 204-474-6610 or, check your phone, umfm.com/donate. Couldn't be easier. We take cash, credit, check, almost anything you can imagine. I think we even take money order. I don't know who does money order anymore, but I think we take money order. We do
the government. The government still does money order.
Well, maybe the government and UMFM then does money order. Yeah, it couldn't be easier. Even come in, say hi. We have fantastic volunteers here all the time this week. We have fantastic staff here. Sometimes they even sleep here this week. It's kind of strange, but I admire the great, great commitment to this station. So 204-474-6610, umfm.com/donate. We're at $13,000, almost $14,000 of our $34,000 goal. Thank you to whoever has given so far. We're not a long, long ways off, but we are kind of a long ways off. $20,000
is... Is it $20,000?
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't do math. That was an unnecessary interruption. Continue.
It's okay. In case you missed it, this is my guest, Devine O'Rin.
Hello.
Normally is not on Post Everything, but she's often here in spirit. We're going band for band, trading requests, trading songs, keeping that energy up, keeping things fun. It's my turn. Devine, what do you think I'm going to play?
Well, I saw on your computer that you had Ken Mode pulled up, so I'm guessing something by Ken Mode.
I thought about Ken Mode, but Ken Mode is kind of intense for right now, I think. It's like energy, but like angry, like I hate everything energy, you know?
Do it. Do Ken Mode.
Well, maybe later.
Oh, okay.
I'm not feeling that anger right now.
Why?
Why?
Are you not connected to the anger against capitalism?
Well, yeah.
At every moment of your life?
Yeah, I'm angry in that sense, but like that's like the background anger.
Oh, okay.
I'm feeling more joyful. I think that Pledgerama is a joyful time for me. Because like, yeah, it's rough that we have to like ask for money, but I also appreciate that like we have to look to the community that often looks to us, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's a community building thing, I think. Recognizing community. I think that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And that goes beyond capitalism, I think. Anyways.
See, I'm not like Corbin. I have a different outlook on the world, and I'm kind of the background, that anger that he's talking about that's in the background for him, that's like not often in the background for me. Like, I'm always kind of having an anger, so I would like to hear the Ken mode. But I guess it is up to you, Corbin.
Well, how about in a couple songs? For now, I was thinking a song that's had a bit of a renaissance, I'll Believe in Anything by Wolf Parade.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Heated Rivalry. It's played like 10 times in the show.
Heated Rivalry.
I think it's an oddly placed needle drop, but I appreciate that people are listening to it.
You know what I don't understand about Heated Rivalry?
Let's talk about this after. Let's play a song first.
Okay.
This is I'll Believe in Anything by Wolf Parade.
Nobody knows you, and nobody gives a damn in the way.
That was, of course, I'll Believe in Anything by the great, great Wolf Parade. Maybe one of my favorite bands of all time. Maybe the best band. Maybe the best Canadian band of all time. Time to be controversial on the air. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM with my special guest, Davine O'Rin. Hello, Davine. We're going band for band, trading requests, trading song recs for our Pledgerama special. Keeping that energy up. It's all about the energy today. I'm excited. I'm always excited. Pledgerama week. Like I said beforehand, community, giving back to community, back to community. It's a big loop, which I think is what community should be all about. It's not just taking, it's giving. Davine is making strange, suspicious eyes at me. I can't get into all of how I feel about community right now, Davine. We only have like half an hour left.
Well,
okay. Well, we're at still $13,884.20 of our $34,000 goal. So let's get those lines ringing. We got couple of staff members outside of the booth right now, ready to take your calls, ready to take your pledges.
Donate.
Sunday. You could buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
What?
You've never heard that?
No.
I think that was before our time. Like Monster
Jam? How do you know about it?
I don't know. People quote it on the internet a lot.
The internet.
Probably before. Yeah. I do remember. The evil internet. The Monster Jam ads, right? Is that where you remember the Sunday from? That's where I remember.
I have no idea where I know that from. Really? I don't know. Maybe it's just penetrated the collective consciousness.
Yes, maybe. I remember it on like YTV when I was like 9 years old. And it looked like the coolest thing ever. It'd be like, Monster Jam is coming to a city near you.
I don't think we... Okay, I grew up in Toronto. When I was 9 years old, I was living in Toronto. I don't know if we had those on YTV in Toronto.
Really?
Yeah, the Monster Jam ads. I mean, I could be wrong, but...
Your tastes were too refined in Toronto. Like, here in Manitoba, we love like... wrestling and UFC and like monster trucks and stuff.
Hamilton. I also lived in Hamilton for like 7 years. And in Hamilton, they loved the wrestling.
Really?
Yeah. There was, yeah, people would like go crazy trying to get tickets to wrestling.
Well, that makes sense. Hamilton, when I visited, is like mini Winnipeg. But like with a cliff in the middle of it.
With a cliff in the middle of it. The Niagara Escarpment.
Oh. I'm getting a note from great program director.
Oh.
Ooh. Scott Robson just donated. Thank you, Scott Robson. We love you. Leftover Crack is what he's recommending. Bedbugs and Beyond. Have you ever listened to Leftover Crack?
No.
Me neither. This is going to be the first time for both of us. Let's see if we can find it on Tidal. Thank you once again. It means so much when people give, well... I'm on the air. Usually people give afterwards, which is also really cool. Give whenever. Give when you can. Think about it. Don't rush into things, of course. I'm not here to press anybody. But
don't give if you can't, but give if you can.
Exactly. Don't go beyond your means. But if you can, feel free to give. 204-474-6610. UMFM.com/donate if you want to be like Scott and get a song on the air just for you and a special shout out. Donate whatever you can. There's lots of incentives as well. Lots of merch, lots of personal incentives that I might get into after this song. But for now, let me find this song. Davine was talking about sleep schedules. We were actually not on the air, but during the song.
My Aunt Evelyn, also known as Pink Snail, who just released an album called This Mess Is More Blessed With You In It, which you should definitely go listen to. It's super weird and you should listen to it, is staying at my house right now. And Evelyn always stays awake really late, and I really don't. And I ended up staying awake until... like 1 a.m. chatting with them, which was really nice. And then I woke up. I don't know what's wrong with my sleep, but I cannot sleep past like 10 a.m. at the absolute most. And so I woke up at around 8 a.m. and I couldn't get back to sleep. And now I'm like, wow, that was not a smart idea.
Not fun. No. Not fun. So we're both a little tired right now, but we're keeping that energy up. Once again, thank you, Scott Robson. This is Bed Bugs and Beyond by Leftover Crack featuring Days and Days. I can't guarantee that the content in this song is going to be 100% appropriate, so shield your kids if you can, or don't if you want them to be really, really cool. Leftover Crack, Bed Bugs and Beyond. That was Bed Bugs and Beyond by Leftover Crack featuring Days and Days. That was so fun. I'm glad somebody recommended something so lively. Never listened to Leftover Crack, but this may have inspired me to listen to them. I'm a big fan of in like heavy music when there's like the traded vocals. Like there's not just one guy screaming, but there's like two people.
Oh, was it more than one?
I think so. Okay. I think so. I'd have to look into this a little bit more. Devine?
Yes.
Did not enjoy it as much as I did. But that's okay. That's okay. We have diverse opinions. We both hate and love.
I can generally, even if this is something that I like really don't like, I try to appreciate it even, or like learn something from it or something like that, because even in music that I don't like or whatever, there's still something good in it.
Amen. That's a good that's a good healthy mindset.
I try.
You wouldn't make it in radio.
What?
I'm just kidding. This is my special guest for our Pledgerama Post Everything special.
Devine Oren.
And that song was recommended by Scott Robson. Thank you for so much for donating to this show, donating to the station in general. One thing I was just thinking of, I said diversity of opinion, and that's one of the great things about a campus college radio station like this, I think, is the incredible diversity of all the hosts, the broadcasters, everybody. We don't all like have like massively varying like political opinions or anything weird like that, but like we all love different music, we all play different music, we all have different ways of looking at things, and I think that diversity is truly our strength, and you can't really find that diversity anywhere else, especially on the radio. Especially with like corporate radio, you listen to something like, and I hate to drag other radio stations, but maybe they deserve it. 94.3, so-called alternative station, Alt 94.3. Everything kind of sounds the same, and you can tell that these hosts were forced to play something, forced to stick to a script. We got no scripts here. We're not forced to play anything. We can play whatever we want, which is, I think, so powerful in an age of like censorship and like strange algorithmic curation.
And fascism,
exactly. I think there's such a power in being able to and allowed to express yourself however you want. If you feel that's worth something, feel free to pledge to the station. We're here, 101.5 UMFM. feel free to call 204-474-6610 or head to our website, umfm.com/donate. You can make a request until 5 p.m. when me and Devine have to get off the air, unfortunately. So you got 20 minutes to get it in. Me and Devine are going band for band right now, trading recommendations, and it was Devine's turn. And she also recommended something fast and furious and crazy. Actually, not very fast. No, it's kind of a slow song, isn't it? But it's still pretty heavy.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy. I mean, I've seen it, like, I Hate Sex is, like, sometimes lumped in with, like, shoegaze or, like, shoegaze-adjacent stuff, which I could see kind of, but also not really.
Yeah. I hear them called Screamo more often. They were from Edmonton before they broke up.
And they call themselves Screamo as well.
That's
like, on their band camp, it says Screamo from Alberta or whatever.
Yeah. When they were around. Yeah. It's always the sad fate of most underground bands. 3 years, one album, gone forever. Anyways, call 204-474-6610, umfm.com/donate. Pledge today. Pledge to diversity, diverse voices, opinions, backgrounds, you name it. Diverse content, curated content, broadcasters from all walks of life. This is I Hate Sex with San Francisco, which has some profanity in it. I remembered before this. So, once again, hide your kids, hide your wives.
Hide your wives?
I don't know. Do you remember that meme?
Yes, I'm not gonna but quote that is a bad way to use that
I'm
meme.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be sorry.
Okay, thank you, Devine.
You're welcome.
Children and grandparents. That was more what I was going for before it got away from me. Or don't. Depends on your opinions. But be aware, there is some cussing. So, San Francisco.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. I Hate Sex.
Thank you.
That was Edmonton, Alberta's I Hate Sex with San Francisco, Devine's recommendation this time around for our Pledgerama special, bands for bands, band for band, band, band for band.
You keep saying band for band and then changing it to bands for bands, but you were originally saying band for band.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking of the real love, like bands as bands.
Yes, mixing them, which is not what this is.
This is not. No, we're each taking turns recommending each other music for Pledgerama to keep our energy up. Sometimes I get too excited and I peter out at the end and I'm like, all right, guys, I'm going to go take a nap now. But this is, I think, keeps my energy up, and I hope it pumps your spirits up too. I realize we're like, I don't think Devine's ever listened to this show on UMFM, Punks and Parkas.
I don't think so.
One of my favorite shows. They're like Thursday nights. They kind of play whatever as well, but they're like a husband wife duo, and they banter and stuff. And it's really fun. We're not Punks and Parkas. We're like I don't even know. I was gonna think of something witty. Like,
I mean, I'm like inherited metalhead folk weirdo, and you're like indie head kind of turned metalhead.
Yeah, indie head metalhead.
You're like metalhead convert, and then I'm born and bred metalhead.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. I got into metal at like the ripe old age of like 23.
My mom was a metalhead, and she was playing me like Nine Inch Nails and Metallica and I Hate God when I was in the womb. And like Tool, I remember listening to Tool when I was really little, and then I, you know, became a human with opinions, and then I was like, pop music is what's popular, and if I listen to pop music, I'll be popular. So I decided that I didn't like metal and stuff until I was like 12, and then I got into it, and I'll never go back.
Truly, truly. I think UMFM, that's another strength. I keep going on about our strengths, I think, as they come up. And I think one of it is like that we're like a collection of people from outside of the pop music sort of consciousness, sort of alternative thought. We're all very big nerds. We love our strange music and our strange people and our strange facts. And I think that it's important to have voices who share those strange facts and opinions and, you know, taste.
I have something to say.
You have something? Okay.
So yes, that song that you just listened to was San Francisco by I Hate Sex, which is one of my favorite songs, and I love it so much. And if you were here from the beginning, you would have heard me mention that I make music under the moniker Big Light. Something that I've been trying to do is translate that song, San Francisco, into Irish, which is almost done. And if you are not especially busy this Friday, you might be able to hear me sing it if you come to the Handsome Daughter at 8 o'clock, which is when I'll be performing amongst some other really cool artists, Tofu Smell and Domo Lemon, who are both local, as well as my incredible Aunt Evelyn, aka Pink Snail, will also be performing. Come to my show.
What an incredible bill. Like, local heavy hitters, not so local heavy hitters. Tofu Smell, Domo are two like of the great, I think, unsung singers of the Winnipeg scene. You don't see them around often, but you can hear them if you look.
Tofu Smell does I feel like I see their name on posters all the time.
But they're kind of sneaky, I think.
Why? Why do you think that?
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't think they're especially flashy about how they promote themselves, which is cool.
Yeah.
Like, you see them around, and they're definitely opening for a lot of shows.
They're putting a lot of effort into advertising their album, though, and it's not, like, super flashy advertising, but it is a lot of advertising, which is, you know, fair. It's an album, and they want people to listen to it, but it is a lot of advertising.
Do you remember what the album is called?
I think it's called All My Time.
All My Time.
I could be wrong, but if that's not the name of the album, there's definitely, like, a song on there called All My Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, go check out Tofu Smell, All My Time, and Pink Snail.
This mess is more blessed with you in it.
Love it. It's like lo-fi, super ultra
lo-fi.
It's definitely lo-fi. It's okay, like cassette quality, okay. Like punk.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Acoustic punk rock.
Mathy. It's very mathy.
Yeah, there's some mathy shenanigans.
Weird.
Blast beats with acoustic guitar. Very odd. We're all, like I said, all about the odd.
But Evelyn makes it work.
Yes. We're all about the odd. All about the local here at UMFM. If you like odd, if you like local, feel free to throw a few dollars our way. 204-474-6610. UMFM.com/donate. Our lines are open. Of course, the internet is always open, so we're always taking pledges there. Support your oddballs, your local heroes, your musicians. Support, there's so much that UMFM, I think, represents and is. It's a library, it's a gathering, it's a community, it's a promoter, it's a recording space, it's, of course, a radio station, so much more.
Can people donate outside of Pledgerama?
They can, in fact.
Oh my gosh, so if you're not able to donate during Pledgerama and you want to donate, try it, maybe like just like bookmark the link in your phone or something and then come back to it when you can.
Yes, that's a great idea. We always, of course, accept alternate sort of like ways of giving, I suppose. Always taking volunteers in, we're always taking calls, we're always taking opinions, financial support, you know, hands-on, what do you call it? Hands-on support, I guess. All kinds of support, but of course, right now we're focused on the financial aspect. Lots of
things. Because it's Pledgerama.
Of course, because it's Pledgerama, and you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Daveen, you wanted to hear a Ken Mode song, right? Because you're kind of angry all the time.
Yes.
And maybe I will get angry as well. I don't know. The slow-burning anger.
Okay, but you being angry like that is different from me being angry like that, because like, you'll be like, the world is terrible, I must not exist, but my anger is just, like, always there, so I just, like, I can, like, still go and exist. But, I don't know.
Maybe.
So, do the anger, but in a way where it doesn't make you bash your head into anything.
Or do.
I don't know. But safely.
Safely.
Carefully.
Yes. We're not your boss or anything, but, like, you know.
I mean, if you really want to, I guess you can.
Don't drive your car into a wall or something weird.
Only do that if you're really, really committed and you know that no one else is gonna get hurt.
I guess so. Anyways, this is Ken Mode with Feathers and Lips.
Straight like a mix, bone by bone, by bone. The right.
Oh, a furious breed, indeed. That was Feathers and Lips by Winnipeg's Ken Mode. I said some exaggerated thing about Wolf Parade being the best Canadian band, but Ken Mode might, in fact. They've done it all. They've done it all. And they're from Winnipeg, which is even better. Our time is almost up. Me and Devin doing our special Pledgerama post-everything episode, going band for band, and we're having trouble ending things off because we can't find any of the songs that we're actually trying to play. So maybe actually I will look up the song, and Devin, you can say something about Pledgerama in closing.
Okay. So yeah, it's Pledgerama week. We currently are sitting at $13,849.20. I'm trying to find the phone number. Is the phone number somewhere?
204. It's on the bottom of the
list. Oh, stupid. Okay, thank you. Pledgerama is really important for UMFM because there's a high operating cost, and they're also trying to open a news department so that you can rely on something other than Instagram and Facebook for your news, which I personally really value because Instagram is a hellhole. So, yeah, UMFM could really use your support. If you are able to donate, you should call 204-474-6610, or you can go online to umfm.com/donate. Is that the right link?
Yes, cool. Very simple.
And if you can't donate right now because capitalism is terrible and lots of people have no money for anything, maybe come back, maybe just save the link somewhere, write it down, put a reminder in your phone to check in with yourself in a month and see if you can, because UMFM is always taking donations. Please give if you can.
So many great reasons to give. Thank you, Devin. That's just one of the capital projects. There's so many things we're doing to grow bigger and better. We're making an archive.
You keep saying capital projects as though people know what that is. I don't know what that is.
Well, some people do. Okay. It's like things that we're working on that we need financing for to grow bigger and better. Bigger and better radio station, running smoother. But also like stuff like making a memorial for hosts of past who have passed away, things like that, a digital memorial archive, making our own digital archive so that our data is protected and can't be leached off by other organizations that may host us or help us. There's another big thing. Somebody else will mention it in the future. We're running out of time. We're gonna end. This has been Corbin and Devin doing Post Everything Pledgerama.
Thanks, Devin, for listening.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for giving. Thank you for taking part in this community. Even if you don't give financially, just listening is awesome too. We're going to end on Devin's choice, which is Somebody Kill Me featuring Kate Nash by Fiddler. I'll see you next week, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Post Everything. We're doing Pledgerama till 8:30 on Friday. So always stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. This is Somebody Kill Me, Please by Fiddler featuring Kate Nash.
Okay, I just want to warn you that when I wrote this song, I was listening to The Cure a lot, so.
Okay.
Here we go.
You don't know how much I need you. While you're near me, I don't feel blue. And when we kiss, I know you need me too. I can't believe I found a love that's so pure and true. But I also I hope you're glad.
In Canada, being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the Armed Forces, RCMP, and Federal Public Service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then